नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायण चैव नरोत्तम देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नास्तप्रजिस्वभाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवती नष्टकी वेदे रमणे चैव पुराणे भरते तथा अदो अन्त्यजमादे च हरिशावत गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं प्राङ्गुलाङ्गृते गृहं या कृपातहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधव Dhamma Pujito Katavota Paramoni Masham Satan Vedan Vastabam Atavastu Svadan Tapatayo Molana Shima Bhagavate Mahamone Kritanki Vai Paraiswarai Sadurudi Abarudhyate Trakatapita Kishinan Nigama Kapatalo Galitam Falam Sukamokam Dabasam Yutam Pibhaktam Bhagavatam Shamalaya Mahura Urasika Bhavipavaka यस्वाश्रमनाय कृष्णे परमपुरुषे भक्ति उत्पदे पुंसं शोकमोहाभयापः अतोऽयं ब्रह्मसूत्रानं भरततविनिनय कयाति वशरूपोऽसो विदथा परिभ्रमित सावविदाति आसानं सरं सरं परिभ्रमित सावविदान्तसारं हि श्रीभागवतं निश्यते तारसमितस्याति तस्यानय च शरथि क्वचि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर कंटिन्यू द रीडिंग ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो. Of course, we are in the chapter 3, describing the appearance of Lord Krishna. So the Lord has made his appearance within the prison house of Kamsa, where Devaki and Vasudev, where they are both imprisoned. So after the appearance of the Lord, both Vasudev and Devaki, they both pray to the Lord. They pray for the Lord's appearance. And of course, as we have heard in the past several lectures about this prayer, which was made by both Vasudev and Devaki, those prayers, of course, they are full of meaning. How the Lord, how unborn, take birth in the womb, in the family of his devotees. So, and of course now, after hearing the prayer of his devotees who have attained the position of being the parent, of course God has no parent, otherwise he's not God, he's the original. Krishna said, Aham Bija Pradapita. So Aham Bija Pradapita is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Govindam. You know, Aham Adi Devanam is the origin of everything. Sava Karana Karanam is the cause of all causes. And, you know, of course, Lord Brahma, we say that Govindam Adi Purusham, Taham Bajami, that Govinda, who is the origin of everything, that person I worship. But here, we are reading here, he has made appearance. He has come, he has been given birth. So his devotees, his devotee, Vasudeva and Devaki, they gave birth to him. So this is sometimes, to those who are not devotees, so this is always a source of perplexity. That, oh, if God is, if he's known as, you know, the son of Devaki, Vasudeva, or the son of Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, so which means it's not the original God, it's not God after all. How can God have birth? How can God have become somebody's child? So, of course, when people don't know anything about the relationship that is there between the Lord and his devotees, how the unconquerable person can become conquered. That can be conquered, that is, by the act of love. There's nothing else that can describe that. Sometimes a big person who is the most fearful person, you know, in the country, such a person can become very, very submissive in the hands of his loving relations, wife, friends, children, you know. So we see that in our common experience in this world. So, the Lord Krishna, is now telling both Vasudev and Devaki how they've attained that position, that platform of being able to have Lord Krishna as their son. So we read the text and then Purport by Srila Prabhupada, translation of Purport, and then we do some few comments on the discourse. Vasa. This is Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, chapter 3, text 34 to 35. Vasa. Vatatapa. Hima. Karma Kala Gunam Anu Samano Swasa Rodha Vinudhuta Manu Malau Srina Punanilarao Upasantina Chetasa Mataha Kamam Abhisanto Ma Haradhanam Ihatu Pasavatatapaima Gama Kala Gunamanu Samano Swasarudha Vinidhuta Manu Malau Swina Punanihalarhau Upasantina Chetasa Matha Kaman Abhip Santau Madara Dhanam Hiyatu Bhasa. The rain. Vata. Strong wind. Atapa. Strong sunshine. Hima. Severe cold. Garma. Heat. Kala gunamano. According to seasonal changes. Samano. By enduring. Swasaroda. By practicing yoga. Controlling the breath. Vinidhuta. The dirty things accumulated in the mind were completely washed away. Mana malao. The mind became clean, free from material contamination. Sirna rejected dry. Puna Pana leaves from the trees. Anila and air. Aharao eating. Upasantena peaceful. Chetasa with a fully controlled mind. Mataha from me. Kama abhisantao desiring to beg some benediction. Mat mai aradhanam worship. Here too you both executed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear father and mother, you endured rain, wind, strong sun, scorching heat and severe cold, suffering all sorts of inconvenience according to different seasons, by practicing pranayama to control the air within the body through yoga, and by eating only air and dry leaves falling from the trees, you cleansed from your minds all dirty things. In this way, desiring a benediction from me, you worship me with peaceful minds. Purport. Vasudeva and Devaki did not obtain the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son very easily. Nor does the Supreme Godhead accept merely anyone as his father and mother. Here we can see how Vasudeva and Devaki obtain Krishna as their eternal son. In our own lives, we are meant to follow the principles indicated herewith for getting good children. Of course, it is not possible for everyone to get Krishna as his son. But at least one can get very good sons and daughters for the benefit of human society. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that if human beings do not follow the spiritual way of life, there will be an increase of Vanasankara population. Population begotten like cats and dogs, and the entire world will become like hell. Not practicing Krishna consciousness, but simply encouraging artificial means to check the population will be futile. The population will increase, and it will consist of Vanam Sankara, unwanted progeny. It is better to teach people how to beget children, not like hogs and dogs, but in controlled life. Human life is meant not for becoming a hog or dog, but for tapo divyam, transcendental austerity. Everyone should be taught to undergo austerities, tapasya. Although it may not be possible to undergo tapasya like like that of Prishniya Sutapa, the Sastra has given an opportunity for a method of tapasya very easy to perform, the Sankirtan movement. One cannot expect to undergo tapasya to get Krishna as one's child, yet simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Kirtana Deva Krishna Shia, one can become so pure that one becomes free from all the contamination of this material world, Mukta Sangha, and goes back home, back to Godhead, Param Brajet. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, is teaching people not to adopt artificial means of happiness, but to take the real path of happiness as prescribed in the Sastra, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and become perfect in every aspect of material existence. Gurave Gurachandaya, Radhikaya Krishna Yaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha, Agyana Trimindasya Ganangana Salakaya, Chaksu Sumritaya Natasmai Si Gurave Namaha, Sichitamina Bhishtan Stapita Yina Bhutale, Sanyarupa Kadabhanya Dadati Sampadantikam, Namamo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine, Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine, Nibise Sasunyavadi Pasita Deshtarine, Bhante Kapatrubhyascha Kripa Sinibhyavacha, Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. So I thank everyone for being here this morning, the 2nd of January, 2021. It's unbelievable that now we're in the another year. 2020 have passed, now 2021. And of course, material world goes on. Come and go. There will always be new year, old year, and of course, whatever we have lost, whatever time has been lost, time, that lost time can never be regained. Even if you pay millions and millions of dollars for it, cross and cross of ruby for it, you can never regain lost time. So that's the reality. There's always past, present, and future. Future becomes the past, future becomes the present, and the present becomes the past. So that is the nature of the material world. So the 2020 was a year of misery, but 2021 is not going to be much different. However, for one who has taken to Krishna consciousness, then that becomes the real new year. The real new year is when we actually accept Krishna consciousness. That's the and we begin to engage in devotional service of Lord Krishna. That is a new life, new year. So a devotee of Krishna, every day is actually a new year. Because every day you come here, you come to the temple, you know, Mangalati is there, you have, you know, you chant blissfully, you dance blissfully in front of Krishna Balaram, Hare Shyama Sundar, Gonitai. That's a new year. So which means if you don't find yourself being at Mangalati, you know, it'd be difficult to find happiness. So devotees are always blissful because of that. So for devotee, every day is a new year. Because we chant Krishna's name, we take Krishna Prasad, and we associate with devotees. That's a new year for us. So therefore, a devotee is not a member of this material world. So here, the Lord is now telling Vasudev and Devaki how they got this position, this unique position of having the Lord as their child. The Lord is unbound. It's called Aja. Aja ne tam sashatu yampura. No, the Lord Krishna said that. You know, if the Lord is unbound, what is the... In the Brahma Samhita, he said the... this verse, I said, Adyam Purusham Purana Navayovanam Cha. It's mentioned that the Lord is Adyam, is the original of everything. The Purusham, the oldest person. But yes, of course, it's also Navayovanam, it's always youthful. Actually, by his desire, when the Lord desires, there is creation. When he desires, all the living entities they come out and they populate the universe. Everything goes on by his desire. To me, Sabe Sari Sware, Rajendra Kumara, Tomara Icha Bishwe, Sinjan Samha. This is a composition of one of our great acharyas. That yes, my dear Krishna, you are the controller of all the controllers. By your desire, everything manifests. By your desires, Lord Brahma creates. By your desire, Vishnu maintains. And by your desire, Lord Shiva destroys. And without your desire, living entity cannot even lift a grass. Without your desire, the grass will not move. Everything goes on only by your desire. So, in this case, the Lord, who has become the child of his own devotees, and of course, in Mathura, because the Lord appeared in Mathura, so when he made this appearance, the Vasudeva and Devaki, they made prayers to him, they prayed to him. The prayer is there. Whereas here in Vrindavan, you know, the Lord also appeared in Vrindavan. Actually, the Lord, he actually appeared simultaneously in Vrindavan and Mathura. When he appeared in the prison house of cancer, same time, he also took birth as the son of Mother Yashoda. So actually, there are two Krishnas, not one, two Krishnas. The Mother Yashoda, she gave birth to twins. One daughter and one son. So Mother Yashoda is Krishna's original, you know, mother, Vatsaya Ras. But when, you know, of course, we're going to hear in the next few verses, whereby Lord Krishna will instruct Vasudev to take him to Vrindavan, because he will transform himself into a baby, and then Vasudev would bring him to Vrindavan, and then in that, because it was in middle of the night, Mother Yashoda, who just gave birth, she was completely tired, so when Vasudev came, he brought the baby Krishna. When he brought the baby Krishna from Mathura, so that baby Krishna from Mathura merged into the baby which has just been born to Mother Yashoda. So this understanding is there from the teachings of our acharyas. And it was mentioned that Vrindavan Krishna is always in Vrindavan. But when Krishna, apparently, when he left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, and that time the Akura, He left Krishna and Balaram on the chariot, and then he went into the lake to bathe. But as he went to the lake to bathe, he could see Krishna and Balaram were there in the lake as Vishnu and Sesha. He saw them. So Akura was very perplexed. He said, what am I seeing? He saw Krishna and Balaram. They've transformed into Vishnu and Sesha, Anantashesh, because Balaram is Anantashesh. So Akura was wondering. Then he came out of the water. he looked at the chariot to see what's going on, but he saw that Krishna is still there, Krishna and Balaram, they're still there on the chariot. And then again, he went inside again, in the water again, then he saw, you know, Krishna become Vishnu and Balaram became Sesha. Again, he came out, he saw Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. So he was very, very perplexed, very, very amazed that what is this? He was bewildered, of course. So anyway, so Srila Rupa Goswami had explained that when the at this at Bhatra, which is the Akuragat, when you go to Mathura, so this is the place where Krishna of Vrindavan hid himself when the Krishna that Akura took to Vrindavan, to Mathura, is not the original Krishna. So, you know, who is two arms from Krishna that is always in Vrindavan. So here, the Lord is explaining the life of Vasudeva and Devaki, that how, in terms of the what they have done, how they attained that position of being Krishna's parents, of being able to give birth to Krishna. You know. So that time they were Sutapa and Prishni. Prishni and Sutapa. Sutapa was Vasudeva and Prishni was Devaki in their previous lives. And in this verse, the Lord explained that you have both performed so much austerities previously because of your desire to obtain me as your son, as your child. For thousands of years, mentioned for 12,000 years, both Vasudeva and Devaki, in their previous life as Sutapa and Prishni, they performed this immense austerity. In the rain, strong wind, and the sunshine, in the heat, scorching heat. Just like here, it's very cold here in Vrindavan now. We are, you know, we are wearing jackets and hat, everything is very, very cold. It's difficult for us to even tolerate the cold. You know, of course, here is supposed to be very cold, but as you go further north, it's much more colder, isn't it? So in the winter time, very, very cold. And in the summertime, it's very, very hot. So both extreme is there, especially here in this area, part of India, the extreme cold and extreme hot. Both is there, you know, in May, June, you know, very, very hot. But usually all the devotees, they just leave Vrindavan. But this is what they were able to tolerate, the strong cold, you know, in the rainy season. They were outside. It's not that they were staying. They were not staying in some nice apartment. They were not doing their meditation in the MVT apartment. They were doing their meditation in the open. Their austerity, performing, you know, intensity. When even though it's raining, or rain or shine, sunshine, when in the scorching heat, you know, Gama means very, very hot, intense heat. They were outside performing austerity, meditation, performing yoga, you know, yoga processing of breathing, pranayama, all these things they were doing for this period, and they did that for 10,000 years. They were not even eating any food. They were simply breathing, taking air as their sustenance, eating, dry leaves. When the leaves fall from the tree, that's what they eat. So which means, it's not that they don't even take the fresh leaves that is coming from the tree. They don't even take that. They allow the leaves to fall down first. You can see. Something that has been rejected by the tree. So it's not, they only eat only when the leaf fall from the tree. So which means, if leaf is not falling, they will not eat. So that's how intense their austerity were. And they did that for thousands and thousands of years, that they did that. So now, The result of doing that is that what happened? By that control of eating, you know, sustenance, by the control of that process, and by performing that yoga process for many, many, many years, so what happened is that their senses become controlled. You mentioned here that kaman, api, abhi, shanta, which means all desires completely become nullified from their heart. No more kama. Kama means sense desires, lust, greed, you know. Their heart is completely become cleansed, totally become cleansed, their heart. Actually, I can read something here from Sanatana Goswami, what he said in this respect of how Vasudeva and Devaki, of how they became completely controlled by the performing of this austerity. In this Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatana Goswami, he said in two verses, the Lord was describing the topmost austerity which was performed by Sutapa and Prishni. Constantly, you know, Anu Nirantaram, they are constantly tolerating the natures. The natures, you know, sometimes the nature can be very, very harsh sometimes. But Prishna and Sutapa, they were tolerating all these things, such as rain, wind, burning heat, from direct sun rays, Atapa, Saksha, Ravi, Rashmitapa, cold and heat. You know, of the time, so what happened is that by performing all those things, all the impurities in their heart, you know, such as lust, greed, anger, envy, all these things, it was said that they were brought to nil completely. Which means it's completely from the root. Because this desire that we have, like especially lust, which it's deeply rooted in the heart. So which means it's deeply rooted in the heart, and unless this is completely uprooted, it's really difficult to do any, you know, haribhajan. So unless the lust is completely uprooted from the heart, the mind will not be peaceful. The mind will not be peaceful unless this is done. So for that reason, it is said, upasantena. So the man became very serene, very calm, because there's no more loss, no more hunger, no more delight. So the man become very, very peaceful, very, very, you know, serene, you know. Just like in the autumn season, in the autumn, after the rainy season, usually during the monsoon, the rivers are very, very muddy, you know, because the rain is falling constantly. So the rivers are very, very muddy. But in the monsoon, in the autumn season, everything becomes clear because the rain stopped falling. So now, the mud has gone down. Everything is very, very clear. So you can what can actually see the clearness of the water, you know. So in this way, their mind completely become clear of any form of impurities. And because of that, because the mind becomes clear of all kind of impurities, so they are able to fix their mind on Krishna. The Lord said, upasantinam, you know, upasantinam, mam nishtinam. So the Lord said, samo mam nishtata bhude, which means your mind, your intelligence, everything becomes fixed on me. Because the mind is completely clear of all impurities, now one is not able to focus one's mind on the Lord. So the Hari Bhajan begins when the mind is completely calm. So one cannot really practice Hari Bhajan if the mind is always disturbed by all kinds of desires, you know, what I want, all these things. The mind is always disturbed. Then it's, to do Hari Bhajan, the bhajan, it's difficult to do. It's difficult to perform. So there has to be completely freedom from all kinds of impurity. So, in the it says, as such, there was a steadiness in serenity. No, it's a common. The boon of having me as a son. So, of course, this is a lot of Sanskrit explanation, which is being given by Sanatana Goswami here, that because the mind, the intelligence, everything was fixed, on the Lord. So as Srila Prabhupada is explaining the purport here, that the worship of the Lord is not that a thing if one simply take everything the easy way, which means there is no easy way in Krishna consciousness. Like we always heard in the beginning that yes, Krishna consciousness and easy life, they don't go together. You know, Krishna consciousness and easy life, they go ill together. It's, you know, we can't expect to practice Krishna consciousness and at the same time also we expect easy life. You know, and of course in the beginning, okay, we are told to you know, when you first join, they tell you to okay, you know, just chant, dance, and take Krishna prasad, and your life will be perfect. Chant, dance, and take Krishna prasad, your life will be perfect. You know, but this is just a teaser, just to tease you to come, to come inside, come and experience life of bliss. So in the beginning, you are told to chant, dance, and take Krishna prasad. You know, just stay the ashram, wake up in the morning, you know, chant your rounds, and then your life will be blissful. But as soon become more and more advanced in the practice, one comes to realize that it's actually much more deeper than that. Krishna is not easily obtained, it's not easily attainable. Just like when the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, when they came here to Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, what were they doing? They were sleeping under different trees. They did not build this. Previously, before they met Mahaprabhu, these were very, very, you know, rich personalities. They were called a Mandalapati. Mandalapati means they have all the opulence of the material world. But after when they met Mahaprabhu, they gave all these things up. Just like when you go to the toilet and then you come out, you don't look back. You don't look back at, oh, how wonderful the toilet is. It just came out. So the Goswamis, they renounce everything, just as one renounce the the bathroom. And then they came to Vrindavan, living under different trees. But what are they doing? Hey Radha, hey Krishna, Bhaja Devi, hey Chalalita. They are going, you know, wandering in the forest of Vrindavan, calling out to Krishna, hey Radha, hey Bhaja Devi, hey Nandasuna Kuta, that where are you, Nandasuna, son of Nandamara? This is what the Goswami, they come to Vrindavan and cry to Krishna. So, which means our practice of Krishna consciousness has to come to that point whereby the austerity must be accepted. The austerity must be there. Unless the austerity must be there and one is unable to control the mind, to give up all the mind's agitation, then the practice of Krishna consciousness, the success of Krishna consciousness will not be there. In the Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 5, text number 5. So Lord Rishabhadev, he was teaching his children about the purpose of human life. So Rishabhadev, he said, Rishabhadev Vacha, Nayam Deho Deya Bhajaniloke, Kastan Kamanarati Vid Bhujam Ye, Tapo Divya Putraka Yena Satwan, Sudye yasma brahma sukhyam tu anantam. So Lord Rishabhadev said, my dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified. And when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. So now I said tapo divyam, which means transcendental austerity. Because after all, you know, it's not that okay, one just stayed in the forest, in the open space, and gets in the heat or in the cold, you know. Because after all, the trees, they're also the same. The tree, they also stand in the open. They stand in the open, you know, in either heat or shine, heat or cold, rain or shine. The tree is always there. So what's the difference between you doing the same thing as a tree? The difference is, but here I mention here, tapo divyam, the transcendental austerity. It's not that one is performing austerity just for the sake of it. One is performing austerity for the purpose of higher attainment. For the purpose of higher attainment, that's the purpose of austerity. Otherwise, austerity has no meaning. Another man he said, Vasudevam Parantapo, Vasudevam Parankriya, that yes, the goal of all austerity is to attain the Lord, is to attain the Supreme Lord. That is the goal of all austerity. It's not that we are just performing austerity, but human form of life is not meant to just live like ox and dogs. That's not the purpose of human form of life. You know, as La Prabhupada explained in the purport, you know, that in this purport here, and also the purport that we are reading today, that what is this trying to struggle for materialistic necessities, just for eating, sleeping, betting and defending, especially in the West, you know, whereby to maintain themselves, people, they have to, you go to work, you know, it takes like a couple of hours, because you have to go through all the traffic and other stuff, or go through the train. It takes a couple of hours to get to your work, and then you work for 9 hours, let's say 8 hours, and then another couple of hours to get back. And then you come back home in the evening, you eat some food, and just have some little gratification. So you work hard all night long, all day long, just to have some little gratification. Even the dogs and hogs, even they don't make such an endeavor, they're still able to satisfy their demands for, you know, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the human form of life is not meant to live like hogs and dogs. The human form of life is to perform austerity. That's what the Lord is saying in his form of Rishabhadev. Nayan deho deyabhajani loke, that yes, for one who has attained this human form of life, then he should engage himself in austerity. And by such austerity, the man become purified, the man become cleansed of all kinds of unwanted things, all kinds of sense gratification. And once the man is cleansed, then one is able to focus on the Lord. So the Lord is telling Prishne, Devaki and Vasudeva, said, because you performed this austerity for so many, many years, your heart become cleansed. And of course, the Lord appeared before them. So when the Lord appeared before them, you know, so the Lord said, desiring a benediction from me, you worship me with your peaceful mind. So bhajan, to do bhajan, The mind has to be very peaceful to do bhajan. So you worship me with peaceful mind, and then, and of course, because they have no other desire except the desire to have the Lord. You know, normally Mayavadis, when we talk of Nirvana, when we talk of desireless, they think of something that is completely dry, completely empty. No. It's not that desire will be completely eradicated, but there has to be proper desire. The desire is to, you know, is to have the Lord. So when the Lord asked Krishna Suttapa, what do you want? They say, we want to have you as our son. That's our only desire. We want to have a son like you. We want to have a son like you. So, and of course, the Lord granted them the desire. So the Lord appeared in three separate incarnations. The first one as Krishna Garbha, second one as Bhamandev, and then the third one in his form of Krishna in this particular incarnation. So in this way their desire is fulfilled. And of course Vasudeva and Devaki, they are the Lord's greatest devotee. Now, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, he said that it's not that one can become like Devaki and Vasudeva. One can have a son, one can have Krishna as one son, but one can become like Devaki and become like them. Become like them doesn't mean that, yes, okay, now Krishna is not going to become my son, because it's not really that easy thing to be. But one can become like them. One can follow their footsteps. And especially if one wants to have a good progeny. Because to have a progeny is actually a big undertaking. But nowadays, people are having all kinds of progeny without any preparation, without any consideration. People are having sons, children, and all that. But what happened? In the beginning, you have a child, and then they are wonderful when they are little, but the moment they grow up, they become something else. You know, when your children are young, you know, little ones, you like them. And then once they become teenagers, you don't want to see them anymore. You want to get rid of them. Get out of the house. That is, you know, because the earliest environment is being created by having the unwanted population. You know, that's why, you know, this is there in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna, when he was arguing with Krishna that, you know, the women, they're going to become loose, and then they're going to produce unwanted population, and the unwanted population, they will create an earliest environment for the society. So anyway, there's a lot to be discussed in respect to this particular verse. You know, just another story, we have the case of Chitraketu. When he was sonless, he didn't have a son. So Chitraketu, he was desiring so much to have a son. And then the sage appeared before him Chitraketu said that, please, let me have a son. Let me have a son. Give me benediction. So the sage, okay, you can have a son, but that son will be the cause of your happiness and sorrow. But because Chitraketu, he was so desperate. He just wanted to have a son. He said, I don't care, I just want to have a son. And of course, we all know the story, you know. He got his son, he was so happy, and eventually the son was poisoned by the stepmother. And then when the sage came, and Chitraketu Maharaj was crying, lamenting that, oh, my son has died. And then the sage, they were able to revive the son. And this son said that, actually, in my last life, I was your enemy. In my last life, I was your enemy. So therefore, I just came to punish you. So which means that, you know, the whole purpose of having preparation is to be able to invite good souls into one's family. And that's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that, if I know I can have good children, if I know I can have good devoted children, I'm ready to have sex, you know, hundreds of times, just to have good children, devoted children. He said that because in this Kali Yuga it's impossible, so therefore I remained brahmachari. So because it's impossible, so therefore I remained brahmachari. Okay. So anyway, this is lot of lesson is there. This story of Krishna and appearing to satisfy the desires of Vasudeva and Devaki. So it's very, very interesting in narration. So if anyone has any question or comment, you can please ask any question. Yeah. Can you pass this one? Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. So when we talk about the Krishna's birth pastime, they are always mystical. Even after hearing so many times, there is always a mystic part that even we can say like the mind is not able to digest 100%. So from today's class, I want to ask that you explain that one part of Krishna, he left to Mathura, and the another one remains in Vrindavan. So, but then we see the gopis and all the Vrindavasis are in separation. So, when he is in Vrindavan, then what is his task and how is he reciprocating if he never leaves Vrindavan?
Yeah, because that's a good question, of course. So when Krishna was in Vrindavan, of course his Vrindavan pastime, he's always there eternally, he's eternally manifest. It's not that one time he's in Vrindavan, next time he's out of Vrindavan. He's always in Vrindavan. But in order to increase the transcendental flavor of his devotee, the Lord make it appear as if he has disappeared, so that his devotees, they start feeling his separation. But it's always there, you know, just like you have a river, and the river has got two banks of a river, one side and another side. So in Krishna's dealing with his devotees, it has got two sides. One side is separation, another side is in a meeting, Milan. But both sides is always there. So, and one increases the flavor of the other. Even though Krishna is there, but devotees still feel that, oh, Krishna is not here. Like the gopis, even with the blinking of their eye, they feel this is an impediment. And they start chastising Brahmaji that, oh, you are such an imperfect creator because you've created this eye and we cannot see Krishna continuously. You see? So the pastimes of Vrindavan is always ongoing and eternally. So, of course, the pure devotees, they always see Krishna in Vrindavan. But we, who are not that pure, who are fully, you know, so we see that, oh, Krishna is sometimes here, Krishna is not here. No, Krishna is always, the pure devotees, they always see Krishna. Yam sema sundara chintan guna swarupam, you know, like, it's always there. They never stop seeing Krishna. So this is just the pastimes, just to make us, you know, okay, Krishna is not there, so therefore, let's meditate on that transcendental qualities of Krishna. Which, you know, and the more you meditate on that transcendental qualities, the more you become surcharged, you know, with Krishna consciousness. You know, anyway, so many other, you know, internal discussion about this, but again, this is just the Lord's own, you know, flavors of his devotees. It's always there. It's always in Vrindavan. But it's just a matter of our realizations that can see that. So the more we become realized through our bhakti, the more we get to know, you know these things. Okay. Any other points? Question? Most in the time for prasad. Anyway, thank you very much. Grant Rashmi Bhagavatam ki. Sila Prabhupada ki. Gopi Manande.